Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Science from Wired.
Deadly heat threatens the well-being of 1 billion people in India. Increasingly severe heat waves will imperil the country's development goals, slow economic growth, and heighten health risks, new research shows. By Max Graham. A year ago, extreme heat waves in India killed dozens of people, slashed crop yields by as much as one-third in some areas, and set a landfill ablaze in Delhi, casting toxic smoke over the surrounding neighborhoods. Temperatures soared 15 degrees Fahrenheit above normal, hitting 115 degrees in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh and sparking more than 300 wildfires across the country. Even as power plants burned more coal to provide the power needed to keep people cool, the country experienced a nationwide electricity shortage. There are roughly 1.4 billion people in India, and last year extreme heat left 90% of the country vulnerable to public health risks like heat stroke, food shortages, and even death, according to a study Cambridge researchers published on April 19th. Soaring temperatures also could slow the country's economy and hinder its development goals, the researchers found. Heat waves are causing unprecedented burdens on public health, agriculture, and other socioeconomic and cultural systems, they wrote. India is currently facing a collision of multiple cumulative climate hazards. But government authorities have underestimated the danger, the study found. Officials rely on a climate vulnerability assessment designed by India's Department of Science and Technology that indicates a smaller percentage of the country faces high risk from climate change than the new findings suggest. Such a miscalculation could hinder India's efforts to meet the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, like reducing hunger and poverty and achieving gender equality. The study appeared in PLUS Climate just days after at least 13 people died from heat stroke and several dozen were hospitalized following an outdoor event in the western state of Maharashtra. A heat wave last week in other regions of the country forced school closures as daytime temperatures topped 104 degrees Fahrenheit several days in a row. At least 24,000 people have died from heat in India in the last 30 years. Climate change has made heat waves there and in neighboring Pakistan up to 100 times more likely, and temperatures are expected to break records every 3 years, something that would happen just once every 312 years if the climate weren't undergoing such radical changes. Long-term projections indicate that Indian heat waves could cross the survivability limit for a healthy human resting in the shade by 2050, the authors of the Cambridge study wrote. With over 1.4 billion people, India is on pace to surpass China as the world's most populous country this year. As the nation's heat-caused death count rises, its economy will slow, the researchers project. By 2030, intense heat will cut the capacity for outdoor work by 15%, in a country where, by one estimate, heat-exposed work employs 75% of the labor force. Heat waves could cost India 8.7% of its GDP by the end of the century, the Cambridge researchers wrote. Yet the government's climate vulnerability assessment doesn't account for more intense and longer-lasting heat waves, according to the study. The Cambridge researchers found that all of Delhi, home to 32 million people, is endangered by severe heat waves, but the government says just two of the city's 11 districts face high climate risk. overcrowding, lack of access to electricity, water, sanitation, and healthcare, along with poor housing conditions, could leave Delhi's residents, particularly those who are low income, even more vulnerable to heat, the study's authors wrote, noting a need for structural interventions. The government hasn't understood the importance of heat and how heat can kill, Dilip Mavalankar, director of the Gujarat-based Indian Institute of Public Health, told the BBC. Meanwhile, India's power ministry has asked coal-fired power plants to ramp up production to meet electricity demand, which hit a record high earlier this month as temperatures eclipsed 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.